Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles natural conversations and what makes it stand out.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to explore your voice AI services. But hey, I appreciate the warm greeting. So tell me, what kind of conversations can your AI handle? Are you focusing on customer support, sales, or something else?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I haven't come across Vector Solutions specifically, but that sounds interesting. Could you share a bit more about what Dasha.ai offers and how it might benefit companies like the ones you work with? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI. It's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm here and ready. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? I'd say one big challenge is reaching the right prospects without sounding robotic or pushy. How does your AI keep conversations natural and engaging while driving results?
Tell me more about reaching the right prospects without sounding robotic or pushy.
Great question. Well, our AI uses advanced natural language understanding to adapt its tone and responses based on the conversation flow. It listens carefully, picks up on cues, and responds like a real human would, no scripted, stiff lines. This way, it builds rapport naturally while guiding prospects toward your goals. Pretty neat, huh? Would you like me to share how easy it is to set up and customize?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love a good picture of the future scenario. So a year from now, with your AI handling lead generation, I'd imagine a steady stream of warm, qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle. Conversations would feel natural, prospects engaged, and revenue noticeably up. Plus, your team could focus more on closing deals than chasing leads. Sounds like a win-win, right? What do you think?
What do you mean by steady stream of warm qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Good point. By a steady stream of warm qualified leads, I mean prospects who are genuinely interested and fit your ideal customer profile, not just random contacts. This matters because it saves time and effort, letting your sales team focus on closing deals instead of chasing dead ends. It's all about working smarter, not harder. Does that resonate with your experience?
Tell me more about letting your sales team focus on closing deals instead of chasing dead ends.
Sure thing. When your AI filters and engages the right prospects, your sales team spends less time on unproductive calls or emails. Instead, they get to concentrate on meaningful conversations with people who are ready to buy or seriously considering it. This boosts efficiency, morale, and ultimately your revenue. It's like having a smart assistant that warms up leads before handing them off. Makes sense.
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, well, one common challenge is scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming the team. Balancing quality conversations with quantity can be tough. Also, integrating new tech smoothly into existing workflows sometimes slows things down. How does your AI handle these kinds of real-world constraints?
What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach and integration challenges are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Scaling personalized outreach without the right tools can lead to missed opportunities and inconsistent messaging, which hurts brand reputation and sales. Integration hiccups might cause delays, data silos, or extra manual work, slowing down decision-making and frustrating teams. It's like trying to run a race with your shoelaces tied, frustrating and inefficient. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on data silos and extra manual work, slowing down decision-making?
Absolutely. Data silos happen when information is trapped in separate systems that don't talk to each other. This means your team can't get a full picture of customer interactions or lead status easily. Extra manual work comes in when staff have to jump between tools, copy data, or update records by hand. Together, these slow down decisions because insights aren't timely or complete. It's like trying to solve a puzzle with missing pieces. Does your team face this kind of challenge?
Wow. It sounds like you're dealing with fragmented data and manual tasks that bog down your team and slow growth. And I think we can really help you with this. so I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
I appreciate the offer, but I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities today, so I won't be scheduling a demo. If you have any questions about how Dasha AI can help or want to know more about our platform, I'm happy to chat. Otherwise, for demos or detailed info, you can reach out to support@dasha.ai anytime.